Disruption Zone. Opportunity lives where the status quo dies. Talking to the greatest innovators, disruptors, and off-the-wall inventors we can scrounge up. You laugh, you'll learn, you'll be inspired. Now, here are your hosts, Leland Conway and Cameron Mills.
It's the Disruption Zone. Okay, yesterday I filled in on K-How Radio in Denver, Colorado. And the big news right now is the coronavirus, the stock market dropping like crazy and people freaking out about it because they think apparently it's World War Z or the zombie apocalypse. I want to play an excerpt from that fill-in stint with K-How, iHeartRadio in Denver. And this was an interview I did with Dr. John Michaels, a pain doctor, about whether or not you should worry about the coronavirus. We also covered the issue of Medicare for All and Bernie Sanders talking about that ridiculousness. So enjoy. Everybody's freaking out about the coronavirus. So is your 401k right now. Dow was down like 800 something yesterday. It's down like, or was down, I don't know. It was like, I think it finished up 897 or something like that down today. So that's the result of the CDC having a doctor come forward and say it's not a matter of if, but when the coronavirus will hit us. So I guess everybody's going to run out to the stores and actually buy all the Coronas off the shelf as well. I wanted to bring a doctor in to talk about this because I have been saying that I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's basically a really bad cold or maybe something similar to the flu, and that the world is kind of freaking out about this because the world just needs something to freak out. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought it'd be best that I don't say that and just bring a doctor on to tell us what the real deal is. Dr. John Michaels, a good friend, he is a former first-round NFL draft choice and a Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers. After he was injured, though, he decided to take his experience and help patients who were dealing with severe pain, and he's now a pain specialist and a doctor. And I want to welcome him to the program. Dr. Michaels, how are you today?
Leland, I'm doing great. Great to speak with you today.
You as well. Always enjoy having you on. I want to talk about the coronavirus, but before we do, right before the top of the hour, I was playing some audio of Bernie Sanders talking about Medicare for All and how we're going to pay for it. And in fact, he plans to assess a 4% tax on all income above $29,000 for middle-class Americans, which I did the math on this. And, you know, it's $75,000 combined income, taxable income in America is not hard to get to and, in fact, is not much more than basically barely middle class in most areas. Some areas like the market of Denver, it's even bigger. It's even less money. But that would cost that family about $2,000 a year additional for mediocre care. And we were talking with a state representative earlier who said that his concern about sort of a single payer system in this state is that the first people to leave would be medical specialists. You and I have had conversations before about Medicare for All and what a bad deal that might be for doctors and why that would lead to mediocre health care. Can you expound on that a bit?
Well, I'm a private practice physician in Dallas, and we have to cap the Medicare patients that we see at about 30%. And mark that I'm one of the few doctors left in Dallas who still sees Medicare patients because it pays so poorly. And if I see more than 30%, I can't keep my lights on. I have to close my doors because I don't get reimbursed enough by Medicare to cover my expenses of my staff, my overhead, my rent. And so it's really difficult if you're looking at a Medicare for All system. We're the ones who are going to lose out first. The private practices will disappear. There's no way to maintain that. So we'll all become hospital employees under these contracts, and then the patients become a number. Whereas I can get by seeing 15 to 20 patients a day, where I can spend a half hour to an hour with those patients oftentimes, really listening to them, getting to know them, getting to understand their fears, their concerns, being able to discuss our game plan and really help them with their overall health and well-being, patients will become a number. I'll have 5 minutes, if that, to spend with you. You can tell me one complaint, and I'm going to end up having to see 50 or 60 patients a day to make bills under our Medicare system, and patients are going to end up waiting an extraordinarily long time. It's been the one complaint when you look at places like the UK, like Canada, and in fact, people in those countries who have a lot of money, where do they come to get their health care? They come to the United States. yeah. and they see our specialist because they don't want to wait 6 months, 9 months, a year to get an MRI or to have a needed surgery.
Right.
I see it as an utter disaster, especially, like you said, when you start talking about medical specialists, it'll essentially end what we do.
You know, I was listening to you kind of go through this a little bit, and I was thinking, you know, you're an innovative doctor. You do things a little bit different, which we'll get to a little later in the conversation. You innovate because you have time to sit with patients and think about their problem and dive deep into what their problem is. If I force you to see 60 patients a day just to pay your bills, not only are you not going to have time to innovate for that patient, at some point during the day, you're not even going to be listening to the patient. It's just not possible for people to handle that kind of workload.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And it's an issue that we've seen in these countries who have socialized healthcare. And it's something that up to this point we've been able to avoid because of the higher paying of the private health insurers
right.
that enable us to spend that time without going bankrupt doing so.
I mean, essentially what you told me was that if we get Medicare for all, not only will you lose your doctor and your health care plan, you won't even have a doctor. You'll have to go to a hospital to see a doctor because the private practice will be no more.
100% correct.
God, that's insane. I mean, that's really insane. It breaks my heart because you and I have had this conversation before. There's so many common sense solutions that are available to our healthcare system because I think you and I would both agree it's broken. You know, we want more people to have access. We want more people to be able to get in and see a doctor like yourself that's innovative. But there's so many free market ways we could achieve that that no one even seems interested in looking at.
It blows me away. You know, Bernie Sanders has said his plan will cost about $30 trillion. And that's a lowball estimate. I've heard experts really assess it more around $50 trillion.
Right.
But let's take his $30 trillion number. Do you realize we could cut a check to every American for about $86,000? That's $30 trillion right there. Every American could just get a check for $86,000
right.
and go figure out their health care from there.
Right.
It's an astronomical number that he's proposing. And like I said, his $30 trillion, most people consider way too low for what this is actually going to cost. Well, not to mention the expense that we just talked about losing your provider and having to wait long to get healthcare.
I was going to say, that math right there undoes his entire estimate because who in the world right now only spends $86,000 in the course of their life in healthcare? When you count
right.
what the insurance companies pay, you can get to $86,000 in a week. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, so obviously, to get the kind of healthcare that we're talking about here, that's good healthcare, that gets people back on their feet, that cures people, makes them well, you can't do that for $86,000. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's insane. All right, well, let's talk about the coronavirus because everybody's freaked out. My producer's sitting here in a hazmat suit. I get the feeling, I'll just tell you how I feel about it, and you tell me if and where I'm wrong. I feel like that based on what I've read, this is a souped-up common cold. It's somewhat unpredictable, which is a little bit scary. It's a little more intense than the common cold, and it has a death rate a little higher than the flu. But at the end of the day, if you're healthy, not super old, not super young, not super immunocompromised person, this will probably be like a severe common cold if you get it. Am I right?
You're 100% correct. First of all, the flu, we've had about 25 million cases of the flu this year, about 250,000 hospitalizations from the flu, and 19,000 deaths. Now, the difference between the flu and the coronavirus, we know the flu. It's predictable. Every year we have a flu season. We know just about how many people are going to catch the flu. We know how many people are going to be hospitalized from it. And we know how many people are going to die. And then we know come about another month or so, flu season starts to go away. People stop getting sick and everyone does well after that. And we develop vaccines for it. The scary thing about coronavirus is we just don't know. If we could say, oh, you know, come March, this is all going to disappear and we're not going to see any more cases of the coronavirus, it's going to run its course, then people would have a little less of a panic. It's the unpredictability of it. We just are not sure what is the course of this. Is this just going to go away eventually? And yes, there's a big scare. I think some of the numbers of seeing the higher death rate is because we had a significant number of underreporting. Because like you said, I think most people who've gotten coronavirus got a upper respiratory tract infection. It was nothing that severe. They got a little bit of a cough and some sniffles, and people didn't think anything of it. And that was a coronavirus that did that.
Right.
It's the sicker people that we're seeing that they test them for, and they go, oh, wow, you've got coronavirus. And so when people are really sick, well, a proportion of those may go on to get extremely sick or even die. And that's why we're seeing higher death rates. So I think some of these overestimates, like, oh, 8% of people who are getting coronavirus, is a little overblown. I think the more realistic numbers are more down around 1% who actually die or get really sick from the coronavirus, whereas the flu is about 0.25%.
Right.
So it may be a little bit more serious than the flu, but it's truly the uncertainty right now that's scaring everybody. And everyone needs to realize we've had an outbreak in China. Most of these case market, we said, oh, it's hit Europe.
Yeah.
And that's why people are kind of like holding off. Okay, let's see what this does. Most of the fear. I would be surprised if this is going to turn into one of these pandemic situations that everyone is kind of bracing themselves for.
We're talking with Dr. John Michaels. I think the ironic thing about what you just said was that the most comforting bit of news about this disease is or this virus is that it's probably much more widespread than we even know. And that's comforting because it means that most people who get it don't even report it.
100%.
Wow. But let's talk about ways that you can prevent this, the flu, the common cold. You and I share a common sort of dietary practice, and it has buffeted our immune systems. I'm going to knock on wood here just a little bit, but you know, I haven't gotten the flu since I got the flu shot over 20 years ago. That's the last time I got the flu. But in particular, I used to get a common cold or, you know, whatever that would take me out for about, or a chest infection that would take me out for about a week every year. I haven't had that ever since I switched to a sort of a paleo primal, low carb, high fat, basically clean food diet 3 years ago. I have not been sick. It's unbelievable how much stronger my immune system is. Is there any evidence to support what I'm saying?
There is 100% evidence to support exactly what you're saying. The more that we feed our body what it needs to be strong, to have the fuel, the vitamins, the minerals that our body absolutely has to have in order to function optimally, the more we give it those things, the less we're going to have these breakdowns in our immune system, the less we're going to get sick and have these illnesses. And when you talk about that, you know, most people who've had these subclinical episodes of the coronavirus where they got just the sniffles or a small little cough, these are strong, healthy people generally. It's either elderly or have other immunocompromised conditions. In fact, I read something yesterday, and I don't quote me on it, but I believe they said under the age of like 9 years old, there hasn't been a single death from coronavirus.
Wow.
But these are, you know, the kids are healthy, they're young, their immune systems are firing on all cylinders. It's been older people that are really suffering from it. So yes, to give your body the food and fuel that it needs, to get rid of the processed crap that so many Americans eat now, the fried foods, the artificial foods, all the sugars that we're dumping into our system, it's highly inflammatory. When you've got a chronic inflammatory state going on in your body, you can't fight infections and disease processes that come on as well, and you're more susceptible to get sick. And knock on wood along with you, Leland, when I started eating the same way you started eating, I don't get sick anymore either.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and I also don't get sore. And you deal in pain, and you've seen this diet literally absolve people of the need to take opioids, which are addictive pain pills. You've seen people change their diets and be able to get rid of those pain pills and take what looked like something that was going to be a chronic lifetime condition and turn it into something temporary that they get beyond.
When we talked about finding alternative methods because I can spend time with my patients and really dive into their lifestyle and make those subtle changes, it's incredible to see how every condition in their life improves. Type 2 diabetics who no longer need to take medication anymore to control their blood sugar. People who have chronic arthritic pain, where that pain gets significantly better when they cut out the sugars, when they cut out either the diet or the regular sodas that are filled with so many chemicals that cause our body to flare up. It's truly incredible what a difference diet makes. And if you think about it, if you drove a Ferrari, you're not going to put junk in the gas tank of that
right.
Ferrari.
Right.
You're going to put premium fuel because that's what you want to let that engine run the way that it was supposed to. Well, how much more sophisticated are bodies than a Ferrari?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you put premium fuel into your own body in order to optimize your health and to feel as good as you can feel?
And people will say, but it costs too much. And I'm like, well, if you don't go to the doctor, then it doesn't cost that much at all. So
We're talking about the expense of healthcare.
Right.
Diet is the best preventative method to stop seeing doctors.
And you'll like this story. My dad, who is diabetic, was told he was admitted to the hospital with sugar well above 250. And the doctor was like, we're going to have to put you on insulin shots the rest of your life. And he said, hold on, let me try this diet thing. My dad, I talked to him yesterday or the day before, and he's running. He went from those high 200 numbers in sugar, I mean, literally hospitalized. He's now averaging between 75 and 105 a day by eating low carb and eating healthier foods. So it's pretty amazing awesome. What it can do. So bottom line, Dr. Michaels, the coronavirus, probably not something we need to literally get prepared for the zombie apocalypse for. Just keep your immune system in good shape and stay away from public places if it breaks out in your area.
Absolutely. And just be smart. Just good hygiene.
Yeah.
Take
a bath.
Wash your hands regularly. Don't touch your eyes, your face, your nose. If you notice someone coughing, keep a distance because it is an airborne spread disease.
Right.
And really, we've seen this about every 10 years. Remember when SARS came out and it was going to be this huge global thing. And then we had swine flu and that was going to be this huge global thing. And all of those things pass.
Right.
This too shall pass.
All right. Dr. John Michaels, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Keep on keeping on. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Leland.
Yeah, killing two birds with one stone. I was going to do the interview with Dr. John Michaels anyway for the podcast, and it turned out I was called upon to fill in on K-How. So I thought, hey, let's kill two birds with one stone. We'll do the interview live out there, and then I can bring it to you via my podcast here. Thank you for listening. Our co-executive producer is Cameron Mills. Production support for this program is provided by DX Audio, Dynamics Audio Productions, Dynamics Audio. It's dxaudio.com, and my good friend Neil Kesterson over there. So if you have any production things that you'd like to get done, he is the man. So check that out. Follow us on Twitter. It's at Leland Show and at The Disruption Zone. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, on Twitter, it's at Zone Disruption. The Disruption Zone was taken for some reason, so I had to go with that. And I'm on Instagram, it's at Great Leilando and at The Disruption Zone. Tell your friends to download the podcast, subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are found. And, of course, straight from our website at TheDisruptionZone.com. The best way you can help me is to share this to your friends and have them subscribe. It's free, and we just want to spread the word. Every single new subscriber spreads the message. Thanks for listening. I'm Leland Conway, The Disruption Zone.